the FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello and welcome along to the FL 72. Sam Bridges and the editor of the72.co.uk, Tom Carnduff, with you for the next hour, where we discuss, as ever, all things Football League. We've got plenty of Yorkshire news to discuss, including Leeds United beating Brighton at the weekend, Huddersfield getting a battering at Bristol City. We'll get all the fallout from that from Tom. Also, things hotting up at the top of League One as well, and Donny, well, just a couple of games away from promotion now after their win over Leyton Orient. We'll discuss the championship team of the season out in March. Tom's got a bee in his bonnet about that, judging by the running order, so we'll find out his thoughts. The AFL Trophy Final, over 70,000 people going to be attending that one. Then we'll do good days, bad days as well, and we'll discuss all of tonight's action on the FL 72. Yes, welcome along the FL 72. Sam and Tom with you for the next hour. We've got proper boxing at 7 o'clock. But Tom, well, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'll tell you what, you're looking a bit dapper today.
Thanks.
For a change.
Thanks.
Nice crisp white shirt on.
Yeah,
buttoned
just
up right to the top.
Saw it in my wardrobe before.
Done your hair. I can see the gel on your hair. It's done that well.
This doesn't look good. Like before, months ago, I would have got away with it. We weren't on the cameras. We weren't on Facebook. Now I've got to make an effort. I've got to look good.
Smarting up for Facebook. I'm just in a T-shirt tonight. But if you are watching on Facebook, you will be able to see that. Join us on the Radio Yorkshire Facebook page. We are live there now. We're also live on YouTube as well, if you want to go and watch the show and check out Tom's fancy hairdo and his iron shirt, I would say he's actually ironed that, or someone has.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily think it was Tom. But plenty to discuss on the show. We start, as ever, with Yorkshire news. Well, you're a happy man, judging again by the running order and the amount of characters you put in Leeds United.
Indeed, yes.
Beating Brighton at the weekend.
Very good win over Brighton.
Your thoughts? You're in attendance as well.
I was. I went to the game. It was very good. It was quite nice to see a Leeds team play a bit of confidence against, obviously, a very good Brighton team who, it must be said, they were weaker defensively than they usually are, but then so were Leeds. Both sides had a few players missing. But yeah, really entertaining game. Good to see Leeds kind of step up and prove that they can beat the best in the division. And again, Chris Wood coming up big when they needed him to. And yeah, it was just an all-round enjoyable afternoon if you're a Leeds fan.
Indeed. So now, with that result, does that make you confident of a top two push, or are you still just happy to be in the playoffs? Are you getting a little bit excited that automatic promotion could be on?
It could, but I think, you know, trying to remain positive, I think there's just a bit too much of a gap. 24 points left to play for, 8 points. It's not like the relegation, you know, if you're at the other end of the table, we're going, well, the teams around you are expected to lose. You know, you need Brighton or Newcastle to drop 3 games and you to get the free game, 9 points swing in your favour. So I wouldn't say it's not going to happen. It's not on, but definitely playoffs is something that something that I would have taken happily at the start of the season.
Are you starting to work out the permutations? Win this, we'll finish fourth.
I've already kind of worked out where I'd like Leeds to finish. I think I'd rather Leeds finished fourth, fifth, to maybe get that Reading game, because I think it is kind of forming already who's going to be. I think Huddersfield will finish third, Leeds Reading fourth, and then Wednesday Fulham battling out for that sixth. But I'd much rather avoid a Fulham and a Huddersfield until the final, where obviously anything can really happen. It's whoever turns up on the day and playing them over two legs, which is obviously going to be two difficult games.
Mm. I've already got my playoff theory sorted out. I don't know if I should say it yet.
You can. Go on. Why not?
I agree with you in terms of placing.
Yes.
Brighton and Newcastle will finish top two. Huddersfield will finish third.
Mm-hmm.
Leeds, Reading, fourth, fifth, whichever which round you want to go. But those will play each other in the semi final, and Sheffield Wednesday will be that sixth team. I think Sheffield Wednesday, even though they're in a bit of poor form at the moment, they'll hold on. I think they beat Huddersfield in the semi final.
I think what's in Wednesday's favour when it comes to the playoffs is obviously they're the only team who were there last year out of everyone who looks like they're going to make it. In terms of recent playoff experience, they've got it. Yeah, that result for Huddersfield on Friday, I think that kind of puts a few questions in that that's the second time they've been heavily beaten this season. And, you know, if you're a team at the top, you shouldn't really be getting results like that at all, let alone twice. So what if that a repeat of that happens in the first leg of a playoff game where you've completely killed it off? Because especially if they finish third, they get the home leg second, if I'm right in thinking. I think they do get... I think
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if they travel away and get heavily beaten, then like they did on Friday, that's your tie over, your chance of promotion over. So, but yeah, I think Wednesday will obviously have a bit of an upper hand going into it with the... with kind of the recent experience that they've got, and as players as well, they've all got the experience at Wednesday or elsewhere.
All right, let me finish.
Sorry.
Then Leeds beat Reading.
Yes.
Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds playoff final.
Yes.
I'm backing you, backing Leeds to go up.
It'd be good. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? It'd be nice. It would be very nice.
Lots of football, obviously, to play before then. Tell me about how important Rob Greener has been for Leeds. We're saying this on the Yorkshire Football Show yesterday, just talking about the experience that Leeds have, which I think is going to see them well in this back end of the season now, and certainly into the playoffs when you've got the likes of Rob Green, you've got Cal Bartley at centre-half, you've got Liam Bridcutt in the centre of the park, and you've got Chris Wood slamming in the goals
up
front, all with experience, all played in the Premier League, all at the top end of the Championship as well, and signing a new deal this week, Rob Green. But he's gone under the radar in many respects, but he's been excellent.
He has. He's been excellent. He's one of the players that's probably surprised me the most this season, because I think it was kind of a bit of a surprise one when Leeds signed him. It wasn't kind of rumoured at all. It just happened. The announcement was there that Leeds signed Rob Green. First thought was kind of a, why have we got Rob Green? Followed by a bit of worry, because obviously every time previously I thought of Rob Green, I thought of that incident at the World Cup against the United States. So... and then even early on, it was kind of a bit dodgy, I think, as the Leeds defence got to know each other. But since then, he's been outstanding. He showed it on Saturday, number of good saves. He seems to... I think the Leeds defence has often talked about the Aylin, Berardi, Janssen, Bartley combination, whereas Green's just important to that. As those four, I kind of look at it as a back five, because he's just been so important. And that experience shows when it comes to organising the defence. I think that's been a factor of why Leeds have been so good defensively this season. Conceded, the least amount of goals in any team in the playoffs at the moment. And there's a reason for that, and Green's been such a big part of it. So, yeah, he's been kind of really enjoyable. You feel kind of safe as a Leeds fan knowing that he's in goal and the defence in front of him. And, again, like I said, on Saturday he showed it with just his reaction saves, his... I know maybe Murray should have done better with a chance at 1-0, but he was still there to you know, make the save. So it's those moments that you look back on and go, well, OK, Chris Wood is scoring and at the other end we're doing well, but, you know, when we're... the amount of clean sheets Leeds have had this season is ridiculous. You couldn't have imagined it in previous seasons. So, yeah, really happy that you're staying for another 12 months, whether it be Premier League or Championship.
Questioning on Facebook while we are talking, Leeds, from Dale Page. Thoughts on Cooper's performance on Saturday?
Yeah, again, really surprised in a good way. He's been a bit shaky at times. Of course, there's been the questions there. But again, maybe that's a confidence thing with how well the team are playing, how he's kind of been around a good defensive team, that he can come in and put in a performance like he did, because we all know how good Brighton are going forward. To be a part of a defence that keeps a clean sheet, it's great. And then obviously the Scotland call-up as well, a really pleasant surprise, and it fills you a bit of confidence with how thin Leeds are at the back. You know, we talk about suspensions as well, Bartley, Janssen approaching them. If they get suspended, injured, you could probably trust Liam Cooper to come in now and do a job. And maybe, you know, Monk's been a big part of that. But yeah, it was a real nice surprise to see him perform and to obviously get a clean sheet as part of that defence.
Make sure you do get your questions in tonight on Twitter or Facebook as well. We're talking about all of the Yorkshire teams at the moment. We'll talk about the wider Football League picture a little later on. We'll move on to talk Huddersfield, Tom, and well, a huge disappointment on Friday night. A good opportunity for Huddersfield to put a bit of pressure on, yeah, on Brighton, and of course Leeds in the chasing pack as well, the likes of Reading and Sheffield Wednesday as well. But a 4-0 blowout at Bristol City, not a good night.
Not a good night. I think it's probably harder to play teams at the bottom end of the league than teams at the top end, because obviously they're fighting for their lives and the pressure's more on the teams at the top. But to go and lose 4-0 and to lose in the fashion that they did, it wasn't great. Maybe it will kind of help them in the long term in terms of that they'll need to bounce back and get the results now, but it's not what you want. And like I said, it's the second time they've kind of lost heavily that I can remember. Obviously it was Fulham earlier in the season, now Bristol City. It's not good for a team who are in the playoffs, who've got promotion aspirations. And obviously they didn't know at the time, but they knew Leeds could have done them a big favour by beating Huddersfield. They have a game in hand over Brighton as well. If they won that Bristol City game, it changes the picture, because then they're 3 points off of game in hand and automatics a real shout. So yeah, it was disappointing, but you know, take nothing away from Bristol City. I thought they were excellent. Of course, the scoreline suggests it, but yeah, they really were showing that they're a team who don't want to go down. And what better way to kind of send a message than by beating a team at the top as heavily as they did?
And Huddersfield, they have had these blips throughout the season. Yeah. You mentioned the one before against Fulham, but a few times this season they've kind of had these defeats just that have come out of the blue, really. But they've always seemed to bounce back, and I'm sure David Wagner will be hoping that the same happens. I'm sure he'll be revving them up to get a win. Burton next up after the international break, so an important game there to get things back on track.
Yeah, massively important. I think it's different being at home. You fancy them to beat anyone at home. I know every team has their blip, but I've seen them play Brighton, I've seen them play Leeds, where they were just excellent for the 90 minutes, the Brighton game especially, and even the Newcastle game when they played them the other week at the John Smiths, where I think they probably did deserve a point. They played, you know, pretty well against a team who are, you know, a very good side, have spent a lot of money. But, yeah, that, like I said, you just don't want that type of blip to come in the playoffs, because, you know, you could work all season towards this outstanding season they've had. Take nothing away, it's been exceptional, the job Wagner's done and his team and the results they've got. But if that blip happens in the first leg of the playoffs, where they probably, I think, will be away from home, you've killed off the playoffs, you've killed off your promotion hopes. So, yeah, it's worrying, but you would fancy him to bounce back against Burton.
Barry Dunn on Facebook, he's going for his playoff four, Huddersfield, Leeds, Reading and Fulham. So he's having Sheffield Wednesday to drop out, and he's going for a Fulham v Leeds playoff final.
I can see that. I think Fulham, if they get into it, are the team that I'd want to avoid. Even if Leeds are paired against Huddersfield, I'd probably fancy Leeds' chances a bit better against Huddersfield than Fulham, because Fulham are just probably one of the most entertaining sides in the league. They battered Leeds the other week when Leeds went down there. Leeds very lucky to get a draw. And yeah, it's weird that sixth and seventh, where it's kind of like the past few games, it's been a case of no one wants it. They're all slipping up, which has kind of allowed a Norwich to get back into the race a bit, really. Whereas before it did seem it would be Sheffield Wednesday, Fulham. It's kind of allowed, well, you could put Preston into the bracket as well. It's dragged another two teams into it. But yeah, I think if Fulham do get into the playoffs, they've got a very good chance of it, because they've kind of got a bit of momentum, where they've had a bit of a late mount towards the playoffs compared to the start of the season. So yeah, I think if they do, I probably, as much as I do like watching Huddersfield play, I think Fulham may beat them over the two legs, especially if they do go in with a bit of form on the back of a couple of wins.
I tell you what, that would be some semi-final, that, between Huddersfield and Fulham, where both teams play. Stephen Liversidge on Facebook as well, I don't know if this is directed at you or me, certainly hopefully not me, because I predicted it, Steve. I want them to do well. He says, it seems you're so happy Town lost on Friday, we're punching above our weight, still in third.
But it shows that they can have those, a result like that, and how well they've been all season, that they're still in third. But like I said, you know, they've played Brighton, they've played Leeds. Against the teams around them, they've been very good this season, especially the Brighton at home game a few weeks ago. I thought they were outstanding, and at that point I did really fancy them to break top two. Not saying that they won't do it now, but you just think if that result, which was a very winnable game in the first place, if that had gone the other way, it's a completely different picture now, especially with the game in hand.
We had a question earlier on from Tyler Setchfield, and we're moving on now to we'll talk about the game between Reading and Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough. Reading coming away with the win, but Tyler was asking your thoughts on Reading this season.
Reading,
you're not a fan, are you?
I'm not a fan of the style of football, but take nothing away, it does a job. And I think at the end of the day, it's as much entertaining, but at the same time, if you're a fan of a club, you want them to win, and they're doing that, and they can go to Sheffield Wednesday, to Hillsborough. That's never really an easy place to go and get a result. And like I said, I think it will stay fifth for them, but it's a massive improvement on before, much like Leeds, much like Huddersfield. Whereas, you know, I know the football's been... the style of football has been criticised a lot in terms of the possession. It seems to be a lot of going backwards, but especially, well, when I saw them play Leeds and a few others, it does seem to be very slow build-up, but it does the job, and that's the main thing. At the end of the day, it's got them where they are, so fair play to them. It works for them.
Yeah, Tyler, let us know your thoughts on Reading. Obviously, your team, he's got back in touch saying Reading, Huddersfield, playoff finals, he believes. Tom Townend as well says Leeds, Huddersfield, Fulham and Wednesday. He's predicting that Reading drop out of the picture. Can't see it myself at the moment. But for Sheffield Wednesday, are they in real danger of dropping out of the playoffs? No win in three now for them, and only one win in their last six games.
Yeah, like you said, that fair enough, that one win was a spectacular 5-1 win against Norwich. But yeah, they're just lucky that Fulham have slipped up kind of on a similar pattern that they've had over the last few games. And yeah, I think they are in real danger. Wednesday, for me, were a team that should have been most safe in the playoffs, especially on last season. They were a very good team last season. I think unlucky that they kind of maybe didn't turn up as they'd hoped in the playoff final. And they've kind of built on it again. You look at the addition of Jordan Rhodes, they're just adding quality to that squad. They've got a very good squad, probably the best squad on paper out of, maybe excluding Newcastle, out of that top 8-9. The players they've got, it is a quality squad. So yeah, they are in real danger, especially when we talk about Fulham, who are just so entertaining to watch, get the results that they need. And then Norwich and Preston are dragged into it as well because of the recent results. So yeah, not safe by any means.
Lewis Ripley on Facebook says, Wednesday have four players back after the international break, four of their best players. Playoffs is defo. Saying they were have been outstanding against the big teams this season, losing most points against the little clubs. But they lost to Leeds recently, they lost to Reading, of course, the weekend. They lost to Villa as well, not necessarily a small club, even though they've not done so well this year.
Yeah, but I think the Leeds game, again, it was testament. We spoke about the Leeds defence already, that maybe Wednesday were unlucky not to get something, but they were just up against a very solid Leeds defence that day. But like we said, if Wednesday get into the playoffs, you'd fancy them on the basis of the experience that they've been there. They missed out. Pretty unlucky, I think, not to win it last year, especially watching them over the two legs against Brighton. So yeah, if they can just hold on, keep the place, you would fancy them purely because of the experience, because we don't know what Huddersfield, Leeds and Reading are going to be like. They've not had that recent playoff experience, especially in the Championship. The group of players, like we said, they've got elements of experience, but as a group, they've not been there. Sheffield Wednesday, it's pretty much the same group of players, or the same core of players that were there last year. So
just I think that could work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just another... like pretty much all their strikers would be first-team strikers somewhere else in the league. So it shows the quality they've got, and they've all got the experience. So yeah, I think that'll work in their favour if they can get top six.
Yeah, I agree. I think they will get to the playoffs, and I think they will be in the final as well, with just that experience and just the amount of quality that they do have, Sheffield Wednesday on their day. Barnsley next, though, for them. And Barnsley now slipping down into... well, 11th place at the moment. Results not great in the last 10 games. Only won one of those, Barnsley, which was back against Villa on Valentine's night. But it's a tough one for Sheffield Wednesday. Go into Barnsley with a bit of pressure on them. Back-to-back defeats, only one win in six, as we said. That is kind of a make-or-break game, really, after the international break.
It is, yeah, and especially a local derby. They can, without trying to sound clichéd, it can really go any way. It's going to be difficult for them. Like you said, the pressure's on now. They know Fulham, Norwich and Preston as well. You can throw them into it. They're breathing down the neck. They know any slip-up, well, you'd hope one of those teams would capitalise on it if they do want to get promotion. So, yeah, a difficult game. Not sure which way it's going to go at the moment, but that's just how it is with local derbies. I think Barnsley, of course, now out of that playoff race. They were well in it at one point, but I think 11 points, too much to make up when you've got 24 to play for. You need results to heavily go your way. So, yeah, not an easy game up next. And with as well, I think the teams at the top end have got quite good fixtures. You're looking at Norwich, you've got a fair enough an informed Villa, but Fulham have got Rotherham, who I think, well, it's going to be the game that relegates them, that you'd expect a Fulham win, so that should be a win there. And of course, Leeds, Reading playing each other, so they can kind of pull away. So yeah, a lot of pressure on Wednesday going into that one.
Indeed. Are Norwich out of it yet? Do you think Norwich have got a bit of a squeak at the playoffs?
I think Fulham and Wednesday slip-ups in recent weeks have kind of invited them back in. Okay, they're on the back of a couple of draws, but they did get the win at the weekend, and that's, of course, 3 points on Wednesday and Fulham, who both lost. Again, another similar set of results, mirror set of results in future weeks, and they're within a point of the playoffs. So, yeah, I think they've thrown themselves back into it as well. A bit of a managerial change might have helped that, who knows. But, I think they're well back into it now, because I think this time last week or the week before they were looking out of it. It looked purely between Wednesday and Fulham.
Yeah, Norwich making a few changes as well behind the scenes. Obviously, Alex Neil lost his job a couple of weeks ago, but they've got a new managing director coming in. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in a new footballing director, whatever you want to call it.
I think that's the technical term.
Yeah, linked with the guy from Huddersfield, who's done a cracking job.
Yeah.
Looking at the market, Roy Hodgson's the favourite, Alan Pardew in there as well. But with making those structural changes and having a bit more of a director of football kind of person in there, does that maybe open the door to a younger coach? Ryan Giggs is in the market at 9-2 now. 9-2. But when you are making changes like that, it normally tends to point to the fact that they're not going to go for an old school manager. They're going to go for a coach and have somebody running the football side and the recruitment and that kind of thing, and just have someone coached on the field. So they're normally inexperienced guys. So that says to me that they're looking at Giggsy to the end of the season.
He's the new Kerbishley, isn't he, Giggs? He's just in every managerial market, and I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what kind of qualifies him for it. But yeah, maybe they're kind of using this opportunity as a bit of a time for restructure. They're in the promotion race, but it's going to be a bit of an outsider chance of them getting promotion now. So, of course, you know, if this is the direction they want to go in, then yeah, great if it pays off. But you've got to think they've got to kind of have someone in mind, or they've got to have spoke to someone about it, because if they put these changes in, completely change the structure, and then bring a manager in who goes, yeah, don't want to work with this, don't want this, then it's not going to pay off. So you think they're surely close to appointing someone if they're going to make these changes.
I'm going Giggsy. I might have a bet of that 9-2 later on.
I just don't get why. He's linked with every job. He was favourite for the Swansea job before Clement got it. Why? Because he's Welsh and he was at Man United, so that makes him good enough to go to Swansea. Not having it.
Why not?
I just don't know what qualifies him to get a championship job at top-end championship team.
Tyler has been back in touch. He says, Yap Stam, of course, is a genius. The style he plays isn't usually attempted in the championship, and he's made it work. And as much as at times the build-up, as it just disappears completely from my screen. Thanks, Facebook, for that. But his overall point is that the football, they are enjoying winning again.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Especially, like, again, it's like most teams up there, like Leeds, Huddersfield, I think they're just enjoying getting the results and being in the promotion race. It's a nice change. And like I said, I'm not a fan of the style of football, but it just gets the job done. And that's the main thing, especially if you're a Reading fan, that's what you've got to be happy with. I think that's got to kind of be the bottom line on it.
Let us know your playoff four picks for the championship. Lots of people getting in touch. Paul Williams, well, he's going very specific. He's just going straight to the final. Leeds Huddersfield final. Berardi scoring the winner in the 89th minute.
That would be insane. That'll be Berardi's first goal for Leeds. So knowing Berardi, that's stuff getting broken, dugouts getting broken. So yeah, it'd be good viewing.
Before we move on, Jake Matheson's just been in touch. Are Brighton and Newcastle definitely going up automatic? Who's the danger, do you think, of slipping up? Or are both?
I think obviously they're joint on points, but I just prefer, I've much more fancied Brighton than Newcastle this season. I know I said before that I expected Newcastle to drop out purely on the run of games they had. They've proved me wrong on that, which is fair enough. They've got some great results on that tough run-in that they had, of course, beating Brighton, beating Huddersfield. But yeah, I think it's, like I said, if it was at the bottom end of the table where you're going, well, there's a 6-point gap, but that's two wins, where you're expecting everyone else around to lose. They still need to lose 2-3 games when there's just 8 games left. It's going to be, I know they've done it before, but it's going to be a bit of a serious bottle job for Brighton to throw away this position now. So, and I think I looked at it the other day, their running isn't too bad either. And I think it's the same with Newcastle now, that they've kind of got that hard run, or that immediate hard run, out of the way. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to stay as it is, despite Huddersfield's game in hand. I just think they're too strong for anyone to catch at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think the good thing about Newcastle now is that they've stopped losing as many games. They look at their last 10, and pretty much games that they'd probably be losing earlier in the season, they've turned into draws. Mm. They got beat to Fulham at the start of March, but apart from that, not lost a game for quite a long time. And like I said, a few games that they probably would have got beaten earlier in the season, they've started to ground out draws and make sure they're not getting beat, and just edging ever closer a point or 3 points a time. So I think Newcastle will win the league, and yeah, I just can't see Brighton slipping up. They've had, well, 3 defeats in their last 5, but as you said, the running gets a little bit easier for them now, and I think they got that experience last year, and now it hurt them. So I think they'll hold on.
I think they were ridiculously unlucky not to get promoted last season. It was just such a free horse race that someone had to drop out, and they were very unlucky that they were a goal away from promotion. But yeah, like I said, the running gets easier. Brighton, Blackburn and Birmingham are the next 2 games at home. I know Blackburn have turned it around a bit, but at the Amex you'd expect them to win. For Newcastle, Wigan and Burton, I know we said that the teams at the bottom are the harder teams to play, but it's Newcastle at St James's Park. They should be winning those games. So yeah, not bad run-ins, and I just think they're just too strong. I know they've had the odd result, but you're just watching them, you're thinking that these are kind of Premier League material, Premier League teams.
We'll take a very quick break right now on the EFL 72. We'll talk some League One when we come back, and then jump back into the rest of the Football League news. Stay right there.
It's in here somewhere.
You know, there is an easier way to read your energy meter.
Yeah?
Yeah. E.ON's new self-reading smart meters. They automatically send us your reading for you.
Really?
Really. And lets you know the exact cost of the energy you've used.
Even better. So no more
unpleasant surprises?
New self-reading smart meters from E.ON. Search E.ON tomorrow. Tomorrow is on. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions apply.
This weekend, visit Trinity Leeds Shopping Centre and you could be flying direct to the USA, courtesy of Manchester Airport. This Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Manchester Airport are giving you the chance to win a dream holiday to the USA, including direct flights from Manchester Airport to a choice of 13 American destinations, including San Francisco, Miami, Los Angeles, Houston and Las Vegas. Visit Trinity Leeds Shopping Centre to win a holiday to the USA, direct from Manchester Airport.
In life, there are clever choices and not so clever choices. Choosing to take the shortcut through a farmer's field before realizing there's a horny bull headed your way is a not so clever choice. Choosing to heat your off-grid home with Keller's auto top-up technology, which orders the gas for you, is a clever choice. See how easy it is to switch at keller.co.uk.
The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire with Sam and Tom.
Welcome back. Sam and Tom here until 7. Then it is proper boxing. No Silky Jones this week. I'm joined by Isaac Lowe on the phone after his European title shot this weekend. We'll also hear from Sam Sheedy as well. His Commonwealth title date has been moved. And from Liam Cameron, a Sheffield boxer who has a huge opportunity. He's heading to Russia in April to fight Fedor Chudinov, who we shall wait and see, mandated to fight George Groves for the WBA super middleweight title. But huge opportunity for Liam. We'll hear from him in proper boxing after 7. Tom, we are talking all things Football League as ever, though. For now, Harry Wakelam has been in touch. We've talked about the promotion race. He's asking, who do you think will be relegated from the Championship?
It's very close at the bottom of the league, isn't it? I think, obviously, Rotherham, unless they win every game 9-0, relegated. We've known that for a while. Wigan, I think, 7 points off with just 8 games to go. It's going to be a big ask for them to turn it around. I know they've made the managerial change, but it's not really like they've brought a Neil Warnock-esque manager in, unlike Blackburn, who have obviously looked, made the change, and they've got the results from it. Okay, it's been draws, but they've still been picking up points in games that they probably would have lost under our friend Owen. I just think, looking at the running, you're looking at Burton, where they've got to play Huddersfield, Newcastle. They've still got to play Villa, who have had a bit of an upturn in form. They've still got to play Leeds, still got to play Reading. Very tough fixtures with, you know, going up against a Blackburn team who have hit a bit of form. I think it's going to be difficult for them. I think Burton will probably be the team that do drop in, but I think it is going to go down to the wire to the very last day.
Burton form's not been too bad. Really, when you look at it in the last 10, they had that run of draws. What was it? 4 games in a row, which were all decent results, really. You 0-0 against Derby, they drew with Blackburn, who obviously below them, Bristol City as well, 0-0 draw there, and drawing with Sheffield Wednesday as well. Decent results, but it's kind of dragged them into it a little bit.
I think as well, when you're looking at, you know, Wolves, Bristol City, you've got good wins in the past couple of weeks. They've, well, especially Bristol City haven't, but they're pushing themselves away from it when they would have, you know, they were in real trouble. That's two teams who are kind of in the right direction. Forest making the managerial change. Same with Blackburn, really. I think it's still a pretty recent managerial change that's paid off. It's looking like it's paying off at the moment.
Again, a lot of draws in there, which is,
exactly,
is good in one respect, because they were getting beat a lot earlier in the season under Owen Coyle. But one thing you are getting when you change Owen Coyle to Tony Mowbray is that he's going to try and tighten things up.
I think Birmingham are obviously, you know, they're close. They're only 5 points off. Of course, there's a lot of teams between them. Well, there's 4 teams below them in that relegation spot. But again, kind of everyone down there has had an upturn in form. The only one that kind of hasn't, or as recent results haven't been great, is Nottingham Forest. But then they've made the managerial change, so you don't really know what's gonna happen next. Of course, the draw in the East Midlands Derby on Saturday. So yeah, it's really close to call. It is really, really close to call. But for me, I just think Burton. I just think with the teams around them, I just don't think they're quite strong enough to stay up. And obviously Wigan and, of course, you know, it may surprise you, but Rotherham to finish bottom.
Yeah, I really don't know. I've got a sneaky feeling Blackburn do stay up. Thought that all season. I thought they even would under Owen Coyle. I thought he just managed to do some kind of lucky Houdini act. But Tony Mowbray there, and the results have been a lot better. Unbeaten now in 7 games, Blackburn. Granted, they've drawn 5 of them. But some decent draws in there. Drew with Preston, who are in the playoff mix. Fulham as well, obviously. And Norwich, that's their last 3 games they've had. And Cardiff as well, who are no mugs. Before that, they beat Wigan and Derby. And then drew with Burton as well. So picking up points against good teams, Blackburn. So I think they're going to stay up. I'd like to see Burton stay up for the season they've had. So I think there could be a biggie that go Forest, or maybe even Birmingham getting dragged into it, which would be some implosion, really, from being around the playoffs when they sacked Gary Rowett for not being good enough, and then end up, well, they're 18th in the table now, just 5 points off the drop zone.
Yeah, I think Birmingham, like you said, purely for the whole Rowett sacking thing, that, you know, they had a perfectly good manager, they've got rid of him, he's now at Derby after having a bit of time off, and yeah, look at him now. That, again, one set of results, we spoke about this at the other end of the table, one set of results, that can drag him well back into it. They could be 2 points off relegation, so it's difficult.
What about your boys Ipswich? Mick McCarthy, you're a big fan of. They've been dragged into it as well. If we're saying Birmingham could be dragged into it, they're a level on points with Birmingham, as are Wolves as well. So it's probably, you know, 16 downwards you're looking at, could still go down at this stage. But Ipswich, not won now for a long time. They drew, what was it, 6 in a row before losing to Cardiff at the weekend. Only one win in their last 10 games for Mick McCarthy's side. They've got to be looking over their shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. But I'd fancy McCarthy. I think Mick could turn it. You know, he's a manager that would turn it round. Wouldn't let him go down. Their running's not too bad. Got to play Birmingham and Wigan next. They've got Fulham, but then Burton, Rotherham and Forest. They're six winnable games, really. Six teams that are around them that, if they win, of course, they're going to stay up. So, yeah, I'd fancy Mick McCarthy to be the manager who stops the team going down more than Gianfranco Zola.
John Davis says Blackburn will survive, though they've got a tough few games coming up next. They go to Brighton right after the international break. So
tough
game there, but they have been picking up points against decent opposition. Let's move down into League One, where the Yorkshire sides continue to do well. Sheffield United now 9 points clear at the top of the table, beating Charlton at the weekend. But it's tight from second down to about 7th or 8th, really, in League One, and it's a real interesting promotion race.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be probably one of the most interesting in the Football League this season. Good result for Bradford, of course. They went 1-0 down, and then when Wyke scored, you thought, right, they're on for their millionth draw of the season. But again, that's why, you know, you get a striker in who can score goals. That's what he does, last-minute winner to get the 3 points. They're a team that they're not far off either now. They've closed that gap. I know there's a couple of games in hand that aren't in their favour, but it's obviously been good to see them break that that cycle of draws. I've said it right this week, as opposed to draw of cycles. But yeah, it's good to see that they can, you know, get the results. And for another Yorkshire team, Sheffield United, it's pretty much their league now. I think there's too much of a gap for anyone to catch them with just the way they're playing.
The Bradford draws myth is gone.
It's long gone.
They've won 4 of their last 6 games and drawn the other 2.
It's good. It's good, isn't it? I think Stuart McCall said it at the weekend that it was good for them just to get wins at home, because the fans haven't seen them lose, but then they've not really been seeing them win. So yeah, it was kind of catching up with them, the amount of draws, but now it's good to see them turning it into 3 points.
That unbeaten attitude, if they are going to end up in the playoffs, well, they've still got a squeak of automatic promotion. Mm-hmm. It's very, very close. But that unbeaten mentality that they do have, only lost 5 games all season, the least of any team in the division. Even Sheffield United have lost a game more than Bradford, and that could see them well in the playoffs.
I'd fancy Bradford in the playoffs. I saw them play Bolton at Valley Parade a few weeks ago, and that first half they were outstanding. They were, you know, they really showed what they could do. But again, it was typical where they threw it away second half and got the draw. But like we said, they've kind of got out of that now. They've gone away from it. And like I said, I'd fancy them if they were, well, I think automatic, it's touching distance, but it's looking like they are going to finish high end of the playoffs. I'd fancy them to do it. Of course, they had the disappointment last year, and they can use that to build on and well, hopefully, if you're a Bradford fan, to get the success this time.
There's quite a few teams outside of the playoffs in League One who all have games in hand. Fleetwood have played 38 in third. Bradford have played 39. So have Scunthorpe, who have been on a terrible run of form over the last 10 games to drop from second. Southend have played 38. Then you've got Millwall in seventh, just outside, who have played 36. Bristol Rovers have played 39. Oxford, who are coming into it now, they're 5 points off the playoffs, 2 games in hand on Southend in 6. Rochdale got 3 in hand. They've been on an awful run. They were in the playoffs after a fantastic run of form they put together under Keith Hill, but won at the weekend against Gillingham. So you're looking at it there, and probably from Rochdale in 10th, everyone's got a shot at the playoffs, and probably from Millwall in 7th, everyone could go up automatically.
Yeah, they could. It's good to see it's really close. One team that's surprised me in the playoff race is Peterborough. Just kind of what's happened there, that they, you know, were playoffs or thereabouts this season, but they're a club and a team that in recent years have expected to be at that end, and it's just not happened. And now, I think, well, they're out of it now. I think, I know there's 8 points there, but just the amount of teams that are in between them and the playoffs, it's been a bit of a surprise. But back to the point you were saying, yeah, it's great to see how close it is. As a neutral, as, you know, a fan of a club that's not involved in it, it's going to be really entertaining to see. As ever, the playoffs are good to watch, but I think the League One playoffs are probably going to be the highlight of the Football League this season.
Yeah, some exciting teams in the mix. Going to be an interesting one as teams start to catch up with their games in hand. In League Two, Doncaster Rovers, they are 6 points clear now at the top of League Two, and not far away from earning promotion.
Yeah, I think next, in 2 games' time, depending on how results go, that they could secure promotion. Like we said, expected really that they'd get there. It's even better if they can win the league. A bit like Bradford, they were getting into a bit of a habit of drawing. They were dropping points a few weeks ago, but they've got away from that now. Fantastic win at the weekend, and yeah, much like we expect Rotherham, it's been coming for a while in terms of relegation. It's been coming a while in terms of their promotions. So yeah, kind of good to see them on the way back up, especially when you consider they were a Championship club only a few seasons ago.
Yep, it seems like Donny are on to go and win the league and certainly seal automatic promotion in the next few weeks. Just on our subject tonight, we're asking for your Championship top the playoff picks. Neil Garahan's been in touch. He's gone Brighton, Fulham, Reading and Sheffield Wednesday.
Huddersfield fan by any chance, do we reckon?
I'm not sure where he's putting Leeds or Huddersfield.
I think if anyone's going to catch Brighton or Newcastle, it's going to be Huddersfield.
Yeah, I'm presuming he's thinking Leeds are going out of the playoffs with what he's saying. Surely Huddersfield can't drop out of the playoffs from where they are. He's not put his colours to the mast. Neil, if you are still listening or watching on Facebook, let us know who is dropping out of the playoffs for you in your picture.
It must be Huddersfield taking Brighton's second spot, surely, in that.
I would have thought so. Elsewhere, Ashley Palanthorpe's been in touch. Views on Forest, will we stay up? We touched on that a little bit earlier. You're going Burton.
I think they'll stay up because of the managerial change.
I think you still might go down. Sorry. Right, we'll take another quick break and then we'll be back to discuss more Football League news. We've got good days, bad days as well. Whatever happens, we will fit in that feature. That is the pledge of the show. We've got to keep at least one of Tom's features, so we will be doing Good Days, Bad Days before 7 o'clock, then proper boxing at 7. Isaac Law, Sam Sheedy joining me on the show, as well as Liam Cameron as well, who's heading over to Russia to face Fedor Chudinov, who is the former WBA champion, set to face George Groves at some point. But Liam getting this opportunity next month. We'll be back though on the FL72 in a few moments' time.
How many loans or credit cards have you had over the last 20 years? Direct Redress will check to find if you had PPI for free. They'll also find out if you were missold. If you were, Direct Redress will fight to get back what you could be owed. All they need to start is the name of your bank. Simply text YES to 87222. That's YES to 87222. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
In life, there are clever choices and not so clever choices. Choosing to take the shortcut through a farmer's field before realizing there's a horny bull headed your way is a not so clever choice. Choosing to heat your off-grid home with Keller's auto top-up technology, which orders the gas for you, is a clever choice. See how easy it is to switch at Keller.co.uk.
The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to the FL 72. Sam and Tom with you through until 7 when we do have proper boxing. Right, Tom, we should crack on. Keep your messages coming in on Facebook and Twitter asking for your championship playoff picks tonight. Plenty of you were getting in touch. Ed McIntyre, the latest. Town lost 4-0 at Bristol City. The injury to Hogg will get them. He's saying Huddersfield will drop out, and he's going for Leeds to finish second as well, is Ed. So there you go. Right, talk to me about championship team of the season. Out in March.
Yes.
Are you a fan of this, or it seems like the way you're writing it? That you're
I don't
not.
Know why it's like. I think who was it? I think it might have been Derek from the newsroom. But that it's like announcing the man of the match in the 70th minute. It seems bizarre to announce it this earlier, but yeah, it is out. Of course, the team of the season, David Wagner, manager. But yeah, it just seems that, well, it's only represented by four clubs or five clubs. So yeah, I don't know. I just don't know why they've done it this early on into the season, because surely someone who's been there or thereabouts and does something spectacular to maybe, you know, win promotion, etc., deserves consideration. So yeah, it seems bizarre doing it this early on.
So you want it after the season is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Like when you hit playoffs, because, you know, playoffs are kind of their own separate thing. In a way, the end of the season, you go, right, well, everyone's had a fair shout at it now. We're kind of saying with 8 games to go, well, no one's going to do better than these 11 players, so we may as well just announce it now. It seems weird. It seems weird. It's like announcing the winner of a race with one lap to go. It just seems weird.
With the team, is there anyone you wouldn't have had in, anybody you would have put in?
Well, I thought of my team of the season purely because the EFL did it. I would have had Al Habsi in goal over Stockdale. I think he's been exceptional for Reading this season.
Let me guess, you would have had Ayling in for Tommy Smith.
No, I would have had Tommy Smith there. I would have had Tommy Smith because every time I've seen him, he's been really impressive. Bartley instead of Janssen, because I think he's been really underrated. Lewis Dunk, and then Sessegnon from Fulham as well. I would have put him in at left back because I think he's just an outstanding talent. Would have gone for Aaron Moy, Tom Kearney from Fulham, Helder Costa from Wolves, and then Knockhart as well, and Galen Wood up front. So not too different, but like I say, it just seems bizarre that they're announcing it in March.
Yeah, interesting one with Tom Kearney scoring 10 goals from midfield and not getting a shout.
I think he's kind of, as silly as it sounds, he's gone a bit under the radar when you compare that Shelvey's a big player in this league because he is Premier League quality. Knockhart, of course, is always an important player no matter who he's playing for. He was staying at Leicester. And Aaron Moy's just been outstanding for Huddersfield. He's kind of been one of the main reasons why Huddersfield have had this this season that they've had. So a bit unlucky, but again, maybe it's just that they've gone for the 4-3-3 with just how good the strikers have been. But yeah, I think a bit harsh on, well, a few players really not to have made it.
If you had to pick it in the 4-3-3 formation, would you have had Glenn Murray alongside Chris Wood and Dwight Gayle?
I probably would have gone for Murray, purely because it looks like his goals are going to be enough to get Brighton promoted. It's difficult. You've got Jota at Brentford as well. Jota, however you pronounce it. I know he only came back in January, but I think he's in with a shout just because how good he's been since he's been back, just how important he has been for him. But yeah, if it was going to be another striker, I probably would put Murray in there just because of the impact he's made at Brighton.
Elsewhere, it's that time where season ticket offers come out, and Rochdale, a unique offer.
Yes, Rochdale announced theirs this week, or I think it was yesterday they announced it. It's really, really unique, really good offer. If they sell over 2,000 season tickets, it becomes £250. Over 2,500, £200. Over 3,000 sold, it becomes 150, and then if they sell over 4,000 season tickets, it'll only cost £110 for a season ticket. So really good, really different offer as well, because you imagine that fans will then club together and say, well, if we all buy one, we're all going to get it cheaper. So yeah, I like the idea of it. It's something new that I don't think I've really seen before.
No, an interesting one. How many do they have, do you reckon?
What, in terms of attendance?
Current season ticket holders.
I'm not sure, but I did see that their attendance at the weekend, or their last home game, was only about 2,800, 2,900. So obviously they're trying to use this as a new opportunity to draw people in to go to the games.
Steve McLaren's told Sky Sports News that he's still in shock after he was sacked for a second time by Derby. I've not heard this interview pretty much because I don't want to listen to Steve McLaren interviews. Was there anything to glean from it?
Someone has to. And it was weird. He said that I was very disappointed to get the call on the Sunday evening. I was shocked. I still am shocked. The reality really set in on Saturday when I wasn't taking the team against Notts Forest and I was watching from afar. I'm very disappointed. I didn't see it coming. It was a shock. Well, if you're a Derby and you're not in the top six and you're not really looking like you're going to be promotion candidates, I think it should be, you know, expected.
Really?
Well, it's Derby. Of course it
what
is.
What do you mean it's Derby?
That you expect them to be at least in and out of playoff places.
Yeah,
I think they do. And fair enough to me, from what Pearson did, they were looking like relegation candidates at one point. It's turned it round, but they've just not been great in recent weeks. And judging by the statement that they put out, of course, it was quite hard-hitting, really, some of the things they said. But I wouldn't say it was a shock that he was sacked. I think he should have at least had it or thought, maybe I might get sacked if things don't improve.
Yeah, but he's come in and so they've made changes in the summer. They've lost players that they sold late as well. Jeff Hendrick going to Burnley right at the end of the window. And then he's taken over a side low on confidence anyway. He's not had much of an opportunity to change things or rebuild. And then, all right, a bad run of form, but he's not had any opportunity to start to reshape a team.
I think it was a surprise they gave him the job in the first place, given how what happened when he was in charge the first time. So I think it may have been a case the board were just watching. I think there was where he was looking for jobs when he was when he was there before. So yeah, I don't know. I just can't believe he's come out and said it was a shock. You've got to be at least close to promotion if you're Derby, because he did come in early into the season. Teams have shown that they can turn it around in the time that he's been at Derby. So I'm not saying that they would have got promoted, but to be as far off as they are, it's not good.
Indeed, not good at all. Right, we'll take a quick break on the show right now. And when we come back, we'll do good days, bad days.
Time for Sounds Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen. But what's this?
So compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to save, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Let's talk about you. The I'll walk tomorrow you. The go on, please. I'll have a second helping you. The give us a minute, love, you. The heart disease you. So how about the enough is enough you? Start the fight back to a healthier you. Join over a million people who've taken the One You health quiz. See how you score. Search One You.
This weekend, visit Trinity Leeds Shopping Centre and you could be flying direct to the USA, courtesy of Manchester Airport. This Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Manchester Airport are giving you the chance to win a dream holiday to the USA, including direct flights from Manchester Airport to a choice of 13 American destinations, including San Francisco, Miami, Los Angeles, Houston and Las Vegas. Visit Trinity Leeds Shopping Centre to win a holiday to the USA. USA, direct from Manchester Airport.
Live off-grid. Make the clever choice. Switch your home central heating to Caligas and get a free above-ground tank installation. Visit our website for details. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Great news, Mrs. Wilkes. For her first swimming lesson, she did very well, didn't you, Josie?
Yes, I swam all on my own, Mummy.
Good girl. And does she also learn the reverse 1.5 somersaults in the pike position?
Like getting your money's worth?
Grab a tasty double cheeseburger. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
How many loans or credit cards have you had over the last 20 years? Direct Redress will check to find if you had PPI for free. They'll also find out if you were missold. If you were, Direct Redress will fight to get back what you could be owed. All they need to start is the name of your bank. Simply text YES to 87222. That's YES to 87222. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
We always fit it in. We always fit it in. We pretty much got no time of the show yet left, but we have to do Tom's feature. Good days, bad days. He tells us who's done well across the divisions, who's done bad as well. Tom.
Owen Coyle-esque.
Less than a minute you've got.
Championship, good day for Wolves. 3-1 away win at Fulham further helps their efforts for championship survival. It's bad day. We've already spoke about them. Huddersfield Town. They missed out on the opportunity to close the gap on Brighton after they were hammered 4-0 by Bristol City. Good day for Southend. Came from 2-0 down to beat Walsall 3-2. Move back into sixth. Bad day for Scunthorpe. Bad form continues to make it 5 losses in their last 6. Good day for Stevenage. They beat Portsmouth to move within 4 points of Pompey in third. And a bad day for Carlisle. Their dreadful form continues after they lost to Steve Evans' Manfield. They're still in the playoff places though. Good day, bad day for this week.
Wow. Tell you what, that is quick. We've got too much time left. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't know.
Got to fill. Thanks for all your interaction tonight on the Facebook and Twitter. We've been asking for your championship playoff picks, and well, yeah, plenty of you having your say. Coming next, we've got proper boxing with Johnny me on the show this week. Who is it? I can't even remember now.
Liam Cameron. That's good.
Sam Sheedy.
That is very good.
And Isaac Law next.